Well, we found ourselves one of them racist boys. This 62-year-old scumbag white racist says he's moving. He doesn't like being around blicks anymore. It's more of that white flight. I won't stand for it. There couldn't possibly be anything else to this story. Let's go take a look and scroll down a little bit. Whoa,
what's going on here, Abe? What is going on over here?
Maybe he said a word. Doubt it, by the way. So here we've got, what was the actual place? Is this Chicago? What Democrat-run hellscape is this? Essays? But here you got the 62-year-old man. Says he was randomly chased down and attacked by a group of black thugs. Black thugs? How dare you? That's a racism, right? I'm sure that these are all future engineers and scientists. They're all like teenagers, by the way. The cops arrested two of them, a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old. I gotta imagine they won't be charged. But here you go. Here's the dude walking down the street. These are like kids, man. This is. Why aren't you at a 7-Eleven playing Street Fighter 2 or Mortal Kombat? No, we do that in the streets for realsies over here, yo. West Side. Yeah. Okay, but it's probably a pipeline to prison, even though I heard that was racism. And so. This is a weird video of the white dude being a racist, I'm sure. Sad music, boy. Sad fleck in the background. And he's trying to ignore him. And then they start punching him and kicking him. So then he runs. And then, of course, that leads to more behavior that you see in pack animals. And, yep. He was walking around at 7 p.m. And then they began to chase him. Quote, he raised his fist and said, pick one. And I said, not interested. The man said, I thought they were just kids joking around. And then he was punched several times before fleeing. And then they caught up to him off camera. I guess they did more damage to him. I think the guy's all beat up. Yeah, he's got sustained bruises on his knees. Needed stitches in his finger. Quote, his mouth is all messed up. He was blindsided and kicked all over his body. A relative from the victim said, he fell flat on his face, not expecting anybody to hit him. When you're 60-something years old and you get sucker punched and attacked in a group of kids and you hit your head on the back of, you hit the back of your head on the cement, you could die. I mean, these idiots could have killed this dude. You've seen this multiple times where dudes are being sucker punched. Especially old dudes, you sucker punch them, they fall backwards, and they crack their head open, they die. And then the dude never gets charged with murder, by the way. It's always an accident. You accidentally sucker punched him? Oh, well, no, I meant to sucker punch him, but he accidentally died. Well, I mean, that's the consequence of you sucker punching him. So, guess what? Prison for life. The victim claims that the group had targeted multiple people before this encounter. Now, here's where it should get a little bit interesting. Seems to be lots of cameras on this street. Are they only targeting white people? Couldn't possibly be. Couldn't possibly be, because I would imagine that would be a racism. And so, I'm sure that they were not racist, and I'm sure that they were hunting down all types of skin-colored 62-year-olds. So, these kids were harassing a bunch of people before they got to this dude. And now he wants to leave. And this is what Democrats are. Oh, my God. Wait. You don't want to live around black people? I don't want to live around criminals. How about that? I don't care what color the criminals are. I don't want to live around criminals. White criminals, black criminals, red criminals, purple criminals. Find me a criminal of any color. I don't care. And this place is so full of criminality that 13-year-olds... These are little kids. They're walking around. They're committing assault. They're trying to kill people. That's probably going to be a problem. I don't think that behavior is going to. What's going to stem the tide of that behavior? By the way, Maybe some after school basket hoop supervision. No. I think if you're a 13 or 14 year old and you're walking around with a pack of other thugs and you're constantly running around and hitting, trying to kill people, rob them. I don't know what the intent. I don't know if this was just, hey, let's kick this old man, or if it was, hey, let's kick this old man and steal his stuff. I have no idea what's going on over here. But when you're doing that 13, 14 years old, I'm thinking you're probably going to end up dead or in prison. And then you know, lefties will scream racism. I'm screaming, no, get some dads over here and say, hey, this is going to get you in a lot of trouble. Let's not do this. And then the Democrats go out there and they try to protect it. Like, these kids won't be charged. They won't be charged. And so, let's see, they're doing this now. They'll get caught. They've been arrested. They won't be charged. They'll be let back on the street. And I think that's going to solve the issue. Wait, no, they're going to do crazier stuff. Got a weird feeling they're going to do crazier stuff, which will put them into contact with police. And they'll be so brazen from never being held accountable. Then they'll be crazy with the police. And the police will end up shooting them. The Democrats will go, oh, my God, see, look at all these racisms. Look at these racisms. Well, yeah, your racism of never holding people accountable because of their skin color. Well, there you go. White flight. There you go. I found you the causes of white flight. There you go. Right there. It's not racism. Well, I mean, there's an aspect of racism in here. I don't think it's the white dude's fault. Well, like, this, Dean, is who white supremacy. Well, okay. I guess thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. We'll keep up to date on whatever the hell's going on over in this place. Look at this. School crossing over here. I need a thug crossing. Where's the thug crossing? Hit that subscribe button and make white. Because the salt must flow.